You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week it's the culinary arts. So I'll pick up my napkin and say hello to Jessica Webster. You hear her as host of The In Crowd every Sunday afternoon right here on 89.1 WEMU. But she's also our resident food expert and experienced community writer. So I love sharing Art and Soul, the culinary arts, with you, Jessica.
Well, you know, Lisa, I stopped writing about food for MLive a year and a half ago, but I can't seem to stop wanting to report on it. So I really appreciate having this opportunity to talk about food once a month with you.
You bring great expertise and information to the table, and we appreciate it. And you laugh at my dumb pun, so you're in.
Yay!
And finally, the weather is warming up, and we can return to dining outside around Washtenaw County. So we thought we'd focus on that a little bit. Where's your favorite place to go?
Well, I just have to say, you know, I am so happy to be able to be outside.
Yes.
And just soak in a little bit of that vitamin D.
Yes.
Breathe in the fresh air. And enjoy having four seasons in this state rather than what felt like the longest winter ever.
That's exactly what I've been saying. I call it the winter that wouldn't go away.
And I don't mind winter.
Yeah.
Like, I like living in Michigan because you have four distinct seasons. So give me my spring. So I'm glad that I'm getting it before, you know, we launch right into summer.
Right.
So speaking of breathing fresh air, when I think about dining outside, I tend to try to avoid places where I'm sucking in exhaust fumes while I'm trying to eat fine dining.
Right.
So when I put together this list for our conversation today, I wanted to think about places where you're not sitting right along a bunch of cars that are trying to get on M14.
I know people who love to sit outside at all costs and will sit in parking lots. They don't care where they are as long as they're outside.
And sometimes when you really need a little fresh air or a little outdoor, it doesn't matter. But we put together a little list of places where you can get some really good food and maybe you won't breathe in so much exhaust or terrible smells so that you can really appreciate the food. And at the top of my list is a place that I must say that I frequent far too frequently, which is lunch at Ricewood. Ricewood is this great barbecue joint. We've talked to the owner.
From what I've heard, you can't go there too many times. It's that good.
It turns out I can't go there too many times because I really go a lot. Frank from Ricewood has been running this truck, this food truck, behind Morgan and York now for a couple of years. He operates it from March until October and serves up Texas-style barbecue over a bowl of rice with a South Pacific finadini sauce. So it's got a spiciness to it.
Ooh.
It's got rice vinegar and then just the best brisket. You're going to love the brisket at Ricewood. It's open Tuesday through Saturday. They start serving lunch at 11 and until they run out. And sometimes that happens really fast. Like, you'll find a line of people waiting behind Morgan and York on Packard starting at 10:20, 10:30 for lunch, which must indicate that I'm not the only one who loves to eat that brisket.
And I hear they have good sized portions as well.
Yes, it's definitely enough for lunch and dinner, maybe even lunch the next day.
Yes.
And they don't just have brisket. It just happens to be the thing that I love. They also have pulled pork and ribs. And then, you know, not too far from there, also near the Burns Park neighborhood, is that Ann Arbor institution since 1960, Dominick's. And not only do we have better weather, we also don't have as many students. So if you've been waiting for the students to disappear, now's your chance. You can go hang out on the front porch or the back courtyard, drink some sangria, eat some pizza or other Italian food.
Yes, that's exactly what we do,
And consider yourself a true townie.
That reminds me of Pat O'Brien's in New Orleans a lot. Just the courtyard and the fountain and the energy out there. That I always think of that when I sit outside and enjoy some sangria.
And the great thing for me is I can walk there from home.
Oh.
So I don't have to worry when I'm drinking that sangria because it is potent.
It is. Do you have an extra bed or couch for the rest?
Make sure you have a ride lined up if you're planning
absolutely.
A partaking. Because
it
drinks very easily and you need to allow for either a long walk afterwards or another drive.
And it has fruit in it, so it's healthy.
Oh, duh. It's super healthy.
There you go. I was thinking about sitting outside last Sunday after our jazz brunch. It was in the 50s, and like, that's it. I'm going sitting outside, and I went to Zingerman's next door.
Yeah.
And, you know, just because I'm sitting outside and having a lovely latte, I had to get some hummingbird cake. Have you ever had that?
Oh, yes, I have.
Yes. So
it's good.
I've already done it, a little wrapped up, but I don't care. It was great to be outside, and they were busy. Obviously, it was after U of M graduation, so there were a lot of people sitting outside already.
I'm impressed that you tried to get that you did it, that you went to Zingerman's on graduation weekend.
Well, Sunday afternoon.
Still.
So people literally had their luggage. They were like leaving town, but stopping there first.
Love it.
Yes.
Well, you have to hit Zingerman's. I mean, that's on the list, right? If you go to Ann Arbor, you got to go to Zingerman's.
Yep.
Another place that we are known for is the Lunchroom, which is a great vegan restaurant in the Carytown Shops. I like the Lunchroom not only because the food's really good, no matter whether you're a vegan or you like to eat a lot of meat, it just tastes good.
Mm-hmm.
But also their outdoor seating is in that courtyard area at Carytown.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even think about cars while you're there, right? It's just nice and protected, and they're good people that run it. So that's another favorite of mine.
One of my favorites is Neopopolis. I love their pizza, and they have a good wine and beer selection. And it's a little restaurant. It's a little outdoor seating right there on William Street across from a church. So it's great food, and it's great people watching.
And Williams is in a particularly, East William is in a particularly busy street,
right.
So you don't get that much traffic.
Right. So that's a family favorite for us. And my others and is Bill's Beer Garden, which, if you've never been there, it sounds like, you know, it might just be kind of a super casual. I don't know. I like the atmosphere there. They have a nice bar area. And I know they close Mark's Carts right next door. It's still fun, though, to go to Bill's Beer Garden. Does Jessica Webster hang out there?
Jessica Webster is intimidated by the crowd, but I love the energy there. There's just always this hum of interesting conversations, and I'm an eavesdropper.
Oh.
I can't stop myself. So I love hanging out there because you hear the most interesting things.
Right. Do you go so far that whoever you're eating with, you go, shh?
Oh, wait, all the time. I'm terrible. I'm so terrible. I'm hushing people trying to talk to me because there's that interesting conversation behind me.
Yes. So when you're outside, it's less obvious? Is that what we're saying?
I think that might be the problem, yes.
Okay. And where else?
Also downtown, Palio. Have you ever eaten upstairs?
It's been a while, but yes.
Palio del Sol, Palio in the Sun.
Right.
And you go upstairs. They have a bar up there, and you can either order from the full Palio menu or they have a special rooftop bar menu. But it's a nice, cozy place. And again, you're right there on Main Street, but you don't even think about it because you're up a level. Also downtown, Aventura. Nice, private. It's not very large, but the courtyard there at Aventura, you can get your paella or your tapas and their sangria again delivered to you in this little area. And you also kind of protect it from the wind should that ever pick up. So it's a nice place to navigate to if you're looking to eat outside.
Any place else?
Oh, I have a huge list. I just want to mention in Ypsilanti, Sidetrack is a great place to go. Great burgers, great beer list, and you get to sit there right along the side of the tracks.
Right. As the trains go by.
Yeah.
And I'm still like a 5-year-old. That still excites me to see the train go by.
Well, I love that about you.
That I'm like a 5-year-old?
I do. Yes. You stay young at heart. Well, we all, I mean, isn't that great?
And drink
though?
My sangria.
Yes.
Right. Jessica Webster, we appreciate you being part of Art and Soul, the Culinary Arts, so much on 89.1 WEMU. And we'll listen to you Sunday afternoon as host of The In Crowd.
Thanks, Lisa. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.